don't trail me around like a puppy dog. I have a plan. I know what I'm doing and I need to get this done. So plan your own stuff. And if you need help, that's cool. If I need help, I'll ask you. But like, don't concern yourself. I got this.
That's cool.
I got this.
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
Apparently, nobody knows when Jesus was born. Maybe because he never existed at all. Do you think about that?
Maybe he just...
Do you think about maybe it's just a story? Do you think about... It would be like if I was like, you know what? Smeagol is real. You know what I believe
in? It would be like that.
You know what I pray to? Smeagol. You can't prove... How do you know that Smeagol wasn't real? Maybe Smeagol lived even before Jesus times. Maybe Smeagol invented Jesus. Maybe Smeagol invented modern day Christianity. I read about Smeagol in a book. You read about Jesus in a book. What's
the difference?
What's the difference? That's what I would like to know, frankly. So how are
you? Also, baby Jesus, good. How are you?
Good.
So baby Jesus was
tender
found.
Tender and mild.
He was tender and mild. He was found at the range, right?
What do you think Jesus tasted like?
A bean burrito?
Like a little burrito?
He's mild.
What was it? Qdoba? Have you been to a Qdoba?
No. What is that?
I was obsessed with Qdoba for some reason.
Is it like Chipotle?
In high school and college. It's like a... All I remember is that I'd always go there and be like, I'm going to get the baby burrito. You know, like you just say things over and over again,
yeah.
Like DOS it and you know what I mean? And all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? So they would wrap these huge burritos. And I'm talking like it's a two-handed burrito and they'd give it to you in like a little tray. And you could watch them all. It's like Subway.
For burritos. So like a Chipotle? Burritos.
Like a Chipotle-ish. Yes. I don't even know if Qdoba exists anymore, but I remember they had the hugest burritos. And I don't know how I wasn't
you
like...
You got the baby.
It was the baby burritos. Anyway, what would Jesus taste like?
Like a bean burrito.
You ever think, do you think Jesus f***ed?
Oh, yeah. I mean, with that hair.
He's like, I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm the son of God.
I'm kind of a big deal.
is that some water that you have? Maybe some tainted water because we're in very olden times. What if I just turned it into wine?
Let's have some fun, baby.
You want to have wine with Jesus, don't you? I am the son of God.
Dude, do you think he was like hung well?
Hypothetically speaking, if Jesus was real and Jesus existed back then, and hypothetically pushing that point even further, if he was the son of God, three in one... Three in one? He probably had three penises.
Oh, shit.
Maybe that's what that was about. Maybe he was just some guy who had like three penises and they're like, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
I mean, this is cool. This could be...
Listen, he gets him in bed. He's like, I'm the son of God. Son. They call him daddy. Father. And then the Holy Ghost.
What was in that joint?
But listen.
I'm so here for this.
But wait. The Holy Ghost, he just bounces. He's like,
he just
died.
Bounces on the dick.
He's like, he leaves. He ghosts. They were bouncing. He was ghosting. So
Got
he's
it.
Like, no. I died on the cross.
I have a drinking problem with this. This is amazing.
He's like, I died on the cross. I didn't ghost you. I died for your sins. You shall have no other gods before me. There's a lot going on with Jesus. And I think that it sounds like a cult.
I think we're just unraveling this too.
I think we're unraveling the secrets of
Jesus.
Really the universe. Because if he did create the universe, it is the secret of the universe.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation. But you can go ad-free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
I can't remember how we got on this topic.
Because he tasted like a bean burrito.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know.
I just snorted. It's not. Dude, snot just came out my nose.
Snot it.
That's crazy.
Anyways, we hope you guys are enjoying your Jesus month, Christmas month, yeah. Everybody. We are, and we're definitely feeling the spirit. We're very jolly, and we have some really fun skits planned out for you guys, so get ready.
We've been planning, and we have can we announce Girl Soup?
Yes, we have Girl Soup coming. Are we doing this live or no?
No.
Okay. No. We have Girl Soup coming to you very soon.
And that might be a recurring segment. I mean, it could be fun to do now and then. It's just have Girl Soup. Just get it all out. We'll be sitting in the hot tub and Girl Souping.
And we apologize it's taking us this long because we did mention this on Patreon, I think, before our Girl Soup idea.
I think we had.
And what happened was our jacuzzi actually shorted or the fuse blew out. But that's because if there was any sort of little splash of water on the like the power box, which it has a cover, okay, but this cover doesn't fully secure the like plug. It's not secure. Bottom line, it's not secure. So we're getting that fixed today, which is not today for you guys. So
it's coming
soon. Two girls, one jacuzzi, Girl Soup. You're gonna love it.
You ever see two girls, one cup?
No. But I know what it's about. And like, I know it was like the rave and like everyone was like, have you seen it? And it's like, and I think like, I just kind of kept dodging it.
You're just like, oh,
is this where I'm going to have to see it?
No. I mean, I don't know if I want to subject you to that. Cause like
I'm good.
You're dirty, but you're also still wholesome. I think that would break you. I think that maybe seeing two girls, one cup is just what broke me mentally. And now I have like no shame.
Okay.
Cause I was like, if you can do that and just go on to live your life.
Does that mean I have to see it since you've seen it?
But the concept is, for those who have not seen or somehow not heard of Two Girls, One Cup, it's two girls pooping in a cup and they eat the poop. And that sums it up. And once you see that shit changes you. Literally.
Forever. Wow, I echoed. It sounded like I was in a bathroom.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Also, wait, what happened to your fingernails? When I last
pulling
saw
a
you,
Steve
you,
on me.
But once, yeah, once you you saw, I saw you break one on Thanksgiving on accident.
See, that was the beginning of the end.
Okay, because now they're all gone.
So I haven't had time to go in to get my nails done. And you know how they get. Look.
No.
But it's not really connected to anything.
David, zoom in.
David, zoom. Enhance. Look.
Enhance.
My nail guy would be so pissed right now. But like, it's still connected on the sides, but not through like most of the nails. So it just like catches on everything. I run my fingers through my hair and I can't.
Because
it gets trapped and I'll like pull out a big chunk of hair like getting trapped in my nail. And it's been a thing. And then when one came off, I went back to my old ways. I was just sitting there and I was like reading something and I was thinking of the stuff I had to do and I was trying to think about and plan. And I just systematically peeled them all off. And now
so
my thumbs.
So you're down to 2.5.
What I did was I kept like the one thumbnail on. It was like my Coke nail, but for peeling off my other nails. And I just kind of like took my thumb in there and I just scraped them all off as I like gazed off into the abyss. Just thinking that's how I used to pick my nails like this. So then my thumb like started to hurt because you're like
digging
into
intensely,
but I flicked them all off. But when I got down to these, the other thumb had come off, and my thumbs hurt so bad that I couldn't do the rest of them. So now I have nothing because it's all like fresh nail skin, and I can't like
scrape.
So I have like three Wolverine claws. Like,
don't with me.
Like, it's like a goblin. Like, I shouldn't be allowed to be a girl. It's really sad because then you have like all these really long, haggard looking nails like underneath the acrylic gel tops. You know what I mean? So it all looks weird and flaky, but you have, they're really long because they were my nails underneath. Do you understand? So they look like witch talons. So then I start peeling those off and that's why they're short now. But I didn't peel them back into my nail beds, which is, I used to chew them.
Goals.
Before you knew me.
Yeah.
A bitch was like chewing, ripping, and they were bloody like all the time. And my fingers just always kind of hurt.
Fingers.
Yeah, fingers. Like they were gross. Like there was a, it was disgusting. It was actually repulsive. I remember like, thank you. I do feel like I made some progress because before I would have just been like in there and I wouldn't care about the pain. But this time I was like, ow, I better stop after I've done, you know, most
of them. So
you have
2.5 nails left.
These are just in case anyone just like gouged their eyes out. Don't look at me. I'm just kidding. Like I'm going to fight someone at the grocery store. Oh my God. I was on FaceTime with my man the other night and Julia was trying to pick a fight because I wasn't paying attention to her. With everyone. With me. She clawed me. Can you still see the scratches on my neck?
Dude.
Or have they gone down?
They've gone down, but you sent me the photo. Mm-hmm. That was bad.
She just like clawed me out of nowhere. I was like, look how cute Ayn is, because I was on FaceTime with my other friend.
She went like this.
And I get down. I'm like, hey, like look at Ayn. And my friend's like, aw. And Julia runs out of nowhere, lunges at me, but like not biting me. She just lunges paws forward and scrapes her claws down my neck. And I literally on the phone went,
rude.
She's like, if you ever go missing someday, I'm going to suspect Julia. Because every time, like I tell people and they don't believe me, she trips me out of nowhere. She won't be there, right? Or what is it about a dog that they're sleeping peacefully in the middle of a walking path? Right? Like the only path of traffic that you can take, they are laying there sprawled, just dead asleep. I quietly approach her, thinking, I'll just step right over her. She's dead asleep. No, as soon as my foot like lifts over and starts to land on the other side, she does a spin thing and like freaks out like I've just like stabbed her. And I've touched her in no way. And I trip and fall. She does this all the time. It's like every time I turn around, she's trying to kill me.
Anyway. Jesus. I mean, it's like, yeah. And she's not even Edward. You know what I mean? Where like Edward, yes, he has reason to have like those types of moments where he's a little bit nervous about what's about to happen next.
Yeah, but it's been happening less.
And now more with her.
And now she's picking all the fights. So the other night, she's growling out of nowhere. She was asleep. I get a phone call. I can't have any alone time with my man because she's just obsessed with him. And she's just, this is just on the phone. And she's, and I go, Julia. And she like stops because she doesn't like that for some reason if I hiss at her. My man's like, did you just hiss at her? And I had a moment where I was like, I did just like hiss.
You're like, that was my first instinct. I don't know why.
It's funny. Man. Sometimes I make Snapchat videos like throughout the day, just like little videos for my OnlyFans, because otherwise I like wouldn't talk in a day. Like when the man's traveling and stuff
days
like that.
Where you're home alone.
Yeah.
And like it's a whole day. And then the first time you go to use your voice and it's not working.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, I didn't use my voice all day.
Yeah.
It's so weird. So do you guys ever have that? Let us know.
That's
call
why
in.
I do stuff
702-900-6446.
Because I'm like, I wouldn't see anyone. And then I would just be like hissing. And I start barking.
And then
like,
we
they
turn
start
into
barking,
Smeagol.
And I'm like,
you know
what I mean? Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can. I know the feeling. It's so sometimes I'll just like.
You have to start squeaking.
No, I'll put a song on just to start singing.
Yeah.
To get my voice going. Because it's like, if I'm not going to talk to someone, I might as well sing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's the same thing.
I think I got to get back into music because lately I've just been listening, like, I've been binging true crime, like, murder podcasts.
Ooh.
Did my phone just make a noise? Why was it on ring?
I don't know. Wait, is it always on silent? Was it
always on silent? I must have bumped it because the new button on the side is like by the volume and it's weird.
So you're binge watching true crime.
Yeah, but I'll do it like with my headphones on as I like clean or I'm on OnlyFans or even just like sometimes take photos with earbuds in because then you can just keep listening, right? But then like I start thinking I'm hearing stuff and I'll be like, the fuck was that?
Oh, that is outside. I just heard it too.
Okay.
So weird.
But what I was saying is I actually... That was weird because I did actually hear something. But sometimes I'll just think that I'm hearing things because you're like in the zone of
and
listening
now that's
to like.
A claim.
And then he decapitated her head and actually played with her entrails and he kept her finger. And I'm like, wait, what was the fuck? Is there someone trying to break in my like? No,
I kept her finger.
And you're getting so invested. And you're just like, wait, am I about to be married?
You're like, I'm next.
Oh, well, it's like we talked about before, is like sometimes you hear like the stories of things that have happened to people where it goes that far. Yeah. And you think about so many situations where you, that was like almost like things could have progressed and like, how did they not?
Yeah.
And so you start like, you know, getting paranoid and shit. It's kind of fun.
Putting two to
it's like
two
living
together.
In a horror movie.
It's kind of like, it's like living in a house called. Like in the Shining. What was that place called?
Oh, yeah.
It was like a hotel.
The hotel somewhere. You can go there.
That's crazy. With the, is there really a maze?
I have no idea.
But that's like one of my favorite horror movies.
I'm pretty sure that you can go there or that they were renovating it to have it be opened or I don't know. That would be cool to go to, though. It'd be spooky. We still do have to plan. I think...
Palm reading, Sedona.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. And do you think that we should try to do that this month? Or do you think it's too cold? I didn't see
no,
it being that cold. It's
January.
Not much different than here.
I would do January.
January. Well, yep. Maybe we can get that planned.
I think we should do that. Like that first couple fun. Weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, that would be amazing. Do you trying to break the last three?
Well, thinking about this. Okay, about the palm reading. I was thinking about this today when I was looking at my square fingers because now that I don't have nails, I super notice how square they are. And I can't stop thinking about the fact that I have
it's
square
like
fingers.
Lego hands.
Look at my... David, enhance. Look at my square fucking fingers.
Dude, that was pretty eye-opening.
Oh, truly.
In our lifelines, in our, like, all those lines, our health line.
Yeah, our mental illness lines.
Yeah, it's all split.
I still think it's fun that this is, like, M.
It is. Just oh, look, in case I have M, too.
What the
Whoa,
fuck?
Did we not recognize that?
Hang on. We even intersect at the same lines, dude.
That's weird.
But look.
Was it like
But wait, wait, wait. Look. So you see how, here, squish it like that again. So do you see how your line keeps going this way?
Yeah.
And mine goes the opposite way that yours cuts off from. But otherwise they look the fucking
same. We're the same.
What the fuck? That's so weird.
I it's never like, saw the M yet.
It's like a weird replica. I've, what the hell?
Well,
that's crazy.
That explains a lot, ladies and gentlemen.
That's wild. Science.
Wild.
Amazing. Wild. That's the craziest thing I ever heard. Anyway, I think we were also going to... So, sometimes I find it difficult to read people, right?
And that's I think, true. I mean, it is hard to read some people, especially when they're very reserved.
But I think that it's very important to figure out, because everybody deals with things differently.
Yes.
Everyone has a different way of approaching things. And everyone has a different way that they like to feel loved. So what we're going to do today is figure out what our love languages are.
Ah, I'm
so
excited.
It can help us understand each other better, yes. Help us understand ourselves better. And I think that this is fun. And so this is what we're going to do.
I'm excited.
The I've vibes never done, in here have been fun.
Yeah, and I've never done this. It has been fun.
Okay, so another little update before we get into the love languages is that there is work being started finally on starting to renovate the podcast room, which has the most priority from the people who are renovating. Oh, no, I need to send this. I need this to be on
Oh,
Wi-Fi.
yes. Sorry. And word from sponsor.
Word from sponsor. Honey. What does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner?
If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
And welcome back.
Welcome back. All right. So an update that we have, they are starting on the renovations for the podcast room. And I told Laura that she is not allowed to see any of it because it's going to be updated because so much was destroyed.
Can you believe this shit? I have to wait.
It's completely different. And there will be an unveiling episode as soon as it is ready. It will take some time, but it is a process. And we get in there.
Dude.
The fortune one.
This is dope.
Thank you.
Were you wearing that already before? Like, have I seen this?
I don't know. Maybe not, because you seem surprised.
I haven't seen this. Yeah, that's beautiful.
The hand of fortune. I'm wearing it to hope that I become more fortunate.
I love this.
So I have a lot of plans for it, and I've already ordered some of the supplies for it. So that is very cool, and that will be coming. And I'm very, very excited, but it will be a surprise to all of you and to Laura. So.
I have no idea, as well as all of you at home. So let's ride this roller coaster together.
Let's do it. All right. So free.
Oh, and the finding out which house I'm in for Harry Potter was really fun.
Yes.
And spoiler alert, go to Patreon. You'll find out.
I think it'll be posted by this time. And if not, it will be very soon. I have it scheduled already. So, all right. Discover your love style. So we'll start with you, Laura. Wait, I'm sorry. I just assumed your gender. Male or female?
Female.
Okay. I feel most loved when my partner, A, takes care of me when I'm sick, or B, spends quality time with me.
Spends quality time. Because when I'm sick, it's like, I don't even really want anyone around me. I don't want to get anyone else sick. It's just like, ooh.
Yeah.
I'm Jeremy. Cut off. I'm Jeremy.
I feel most love when my partner offers support when I'm feeling down or cuddles me on the couch.
Support when I'm feeling down.
I feel most loved when my partner has a deep conversation with me or gets me something I've been wanting. Also, I feel like this, I've seen these tests before. This seems like not a lot of options.
So should we try a different one? Because I'm cool with starting over.
Maybe.
We're only too deep.
I feel like I've seen people do these and there's like more options. Maybe that's just me being spectrum-y. I'm like, listen, this doesn't seem like enough details to me in my square finger.
She's skeptical. Let's find another.
I'm a little skeptical. All right, so let's try something else. Love.
Inspector Molly.
Okay.
Next.
What's your love language? Love. How do you describe yourself? I'm an adult, I'm a teenager, or I'm taking the quiz for my child?
I'm an adult. God damn.
How do you describe yourself? I'm in a relationship or I'm single?
Relationship.
It's more meaningful to me when I receive a loving note / text / email for no special reason from my loved one, or my partner and I hug.
I guess the first one.
It's more meaningful to me when I can spend alone time with my partner, just the two of us, or my partner does something practical to help me out.
The practical thing.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner gives me a little gift as a token of our love for each other, or I get to spend uninterrupted leisure time with my partner.
The second one.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner unexpectedly does something for me, like filling my car or doing the laundry, or my partner and I touch.
First one.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner puts their arm around me when we're in public or my partner surprises me with a gift.
The first one.
It's more meaningful to me when I'm around my partner even if we're not really doing anything or I hold hands with my partner.
The first one. Yeah, these are also like just one or the other, but whatever. These are more in depth.
Okay, maybe I'll take the other one.
Okay.
And then we'll compare so it's a little different for everyone. It's more meaningful to me when my partner gives me a gift or I hear I love you from my partner.
I love you.
It's more meaningful.
I'm a romantical.
It's more meaningful to me when I sit close to my partner or I'm complimented by my loved one for no apparent reason.
The second one.
It's more meaningful to me when I get the chance to just hang out with my partner or I unexpectedly get small gifts from my partner.
Hanging out. Because, you know, sometimes it's like schedules are crazy and then you don't really get all the time you'd like. And you get that. So,
oh, I get it.
See?
She's lonely. It's more meaningful to me when I hear my partner tell me I'm proud of you or my partner helps me with a task.
That I'm proud. Proud.
It's more meaningful to me when I get to do things with my partner or I hear supportive words from my partner.
Supportive words.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner does things for me instead of just talking about doing nice things or I feel connected to my partner through a hug.
The first one.
It's more meaningful to me when I hear praise from my partner or my partner gives me something that shows they're really thinking about me.
The second one.
It's more meaningful to me when I'm able to just be around my partner or I get a back rub or massage from my partner.
Just being around.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner reacts positively to something I've accomplished or my partner does something for me that I know they don't particularly enjoy.
Probably the second one, because, you know, that means they really love you. Mm-hmm. And I do a lot of things I'm sure he doesn't like to do. So I always appreciate those moments.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I kiss frequently. Or I said...
Why would we kiss like those? Ew, we're weird.
I sense my partner is showing interest in the things I care about.
The second one. Well, we just said that they don't always care about the things, but it matters.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner works on special projects with me that I have to complete, or my partner gives me an exciting gift. For some reason, I was like, butt plug.
The first one. That was the first gift I got.
A butt plug?
Yeah.
Nice.
Romance.
It's more meaningful to me when I'm complimented by my partner on my appearance, or my partner takes the time to listen to me and really understand my feelings.
The second one. Sorry.
No, you're good. It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I share a non-sexual touch in public or my partner offers to run errands for me.
The first one, I guess. I can run my own errands.
Yeah, but like non-sexual? Why? Just like sneak a little butt grab? A little weenus rub if you're feeling raunchy. Can you imagine? You're just out in public, you start like rubbing their weenus.
Imagine seeing a couple, not even having to be you, but just like of that.
You're just like flirting at the bar, just like just like rubbing those little elbow flaps. Isn't it so funny, elbows? Like when you think about it, because you don't really see them that often. But then when you squish it up, look, I do this for my silver VIP announcements on the fans. Because look, if you squish it up like that, it looks like a pussy.
Oh my gosh.
A little weenus. A little weenus. And you just out and probably start rubbing it.
There must be a kink for that, though.
There probably actually is. There's a kink for everything. How do we get on that?
Now okay. We know Molly's love language.
Non-sexual. Right. Okay. Had to go there.
Elbows.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner does a bit more than their normal share of the responsibilities we share, or I get a gift that I know my partner put thought into choosing.
Second one.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner doesn't check their phone while we're talking, or my partner goes out of their way to do something that relieves pressure on me.
Second one.
It's more meaningful to me when I can look forward to a holiday because of a gift I anticipate receiving. Or I hear the words, I appreciate you, from my partner.
Second one, for sure.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner brings me a little gift after they've been traveling without me. Or my partner takes care of something I'm responsible to do, but I feel too stressed to do at the time.
Second one. Duh.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner doesn't interrupt me while I'm talking. Or gift giving is an important part of our relationship.
Wow, those are both kind of weird. I guess the first one, I don't know.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner helps me out when they know I'm already tired or I get to go somewhere while spending time with my partner.
The second one.
Oh my God. Okay, this is taking... Do you mind if we take a quick pee break?
Yeah.
I was just like...
Oh, word from sponsor.
I kept waiting for it to like... No, I'm like, seriously. Certainly it'll be done by now.
No, you're good. There's probably like a playing with all the sound effects right now just to hear them. I like the hooray, the kids.
You all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
Yeah.
Ratatata.
Yes.
I like how your toilet growls at you after it's done. Like, it does it like three times.
It's creepy.
Like, it's like, oh. it's like so the parades creepy. On Fremont Street in San Francisco. She's like, oh, yes. I love it. Thank you. Anyway, enough of sexual peeing.
Sexual pee.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I are physically intimate, or my partner gives me a little gift that they picked up in the course of their normal day.
First one.
It's more meaningful. It's more meaningful to me when my partner says something to encourage me, or I get to spend time in a shared activity or hobby with my partner. I feel like you and Carlo golf all the time.
Yeah,
like,
the second one.
And like the boat. Like, yep. I feel like the you hobbies. Guys have a lot of the hobbies that you share.
Yep. This is true.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner surprises me with a small token of their appreciation, or my partner and I touch a lot during the normal course of the day.
The first one.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner helps me out, especially if I know they're already busy. Or I hear my partner specifically tell me, I appreciate you.
The first one.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I embrace after we've been apart for a while, or I hear my partner say how much I mean to them.
Second one.
Oh.
Quality time.
So your primary language is quality time. We don't get to know the other ones because we're not paying for it.
That's fine.
Wait. Your love tank overflows with quality time. You prize undivided attention from others. Spending meaningful and uninterrupted time together profoundly impacts your emotional world, whether it's in a deep conversation or sharing experiences.
It's okay, because I already know I'm going to be like, words are going to be hard today too.
Whether it's in deep conversations or sharing experiences together with a loved one who is fully present and engaged, quality time conveys that you are top priority and deeply loved.
We need to get you some glasses with the tape in the middle. Yes. I love it. All right, let's do yours. Come on.
So let's...
Have you done this before?
I don't know.
I don't remember either. So this is new to both of us, you guys.
Okay. So here, you just pick a one. We already did this one. Okay. So pick any other one that you can find.
Let's do the BuzzFeed one.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. Oh, see? Here's one with a lot of things. Okay, ready? So.
Are they buttons?
I prefer to hang out with my friends as opposed... Okay. I prefer to hang out with my friends as opposed to a group setting that includes people I don't know very well.
Wait. What? There's a lot of words. Hang on. I prefer...
I feel appreciate. Yeah, I prefer.
So what's you the just question? You're choosing which statement closely applies to you. So this is basically saying I only like to hang out with my friends and not a big group setting of people.
And then the next, I feel appreciated when someone helps me with little tasks. I find things such as holding hands romantic. I enjoy getting letters and texts. I enjoy getting small gifts from friends and relatives.
That seems like a lot of random options that I would like a lot of those things.
So, but like, give me the one that stands out the most.
It's
gonna be hard.
What the fuck?
This is a lot.
I don't really care about the gifts as much. I prefer giving gifts and watching people unwrap them. I'm gonna find holding hands romantic, but sometimes it's too much.
Sometimes my hands get really sweaty.
Yeah, or sometimes, like, for some reason, your fingers feel weird. and then you're holding hands. You're like, I wonder if they feel how weird my fingers feel right now. Maybe this was me. I feel appreciated when someone helps me with little tasks. I mean, that's a nice thing to do, but I feel like most of the time when someone tries to help me with little tasks, I just end up redoing the thing that they did.
Taking over.
And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet, but it actually goes right here and it has to be positioned like this. I really don't care about letters or texts. It's just more to reply to. Unless it's you.
True.
So, like, from most people, if I see a text, I'll be like, oh, no, I forgot.
My toilet ate my phone.
I dropped my toilet in my phone. And it was the whole thing.
I dropped my toilet on my phone.
On it? I could actually do that right now because it's in. Yeah. Can you imagine? I get too many texts. I bring my phone into the destroyed bathroom. I lift the toilet that's in the shower and I throw it onto my phone.
Oops.
Okay. Yep. I guess I'm going to have to go with the first one then because I prefer to hang out with my friends, but I have like two friends. And so I don't like group settings.
So
I guess it's that one.
All right, next. All right, your coworker who... Oh, was that the question? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Your coworker who's usually super upbeat seems down today. How do you cheer them up? Your coworker.
You.
All right. Stop by their desk and compliment them.
Hey, Brenda, you look down, but I can make you feel real good. I see how you look when you smile.
Can we change this test? I hate this
test.
No,
I love this test.
No. Also, my phone is supposed to be on silent.
This is the same one. Wait, are our phones both being not silent?
Yeah.
Here, let's do that one because we haven't done that one.
Okay, deal.
That was crazy.
Perfect. That was too much.
Deborah.
Okay. Choose one of the statements. I like it when you give me notes of affirmation. I like it when you hug me.
Depends on who you are.
No, who is it? Who is talking?
Okay, so here's the
thing. Maybe it's Simon.
Okay. Because I like notes of affirmation, kind of.
Yeah.
But I also don't receive them. Listen, they go out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I see you. No thanks. Because it makes me feel weird. Like, oh, you look so beautiful today. And I'm like, no, I don't. Your eyes are broken. What's wrong with you? And then I bounce. Like, I mic drop all throughout, like, the day. I'll be on FaceTime, and I'm like, I don't know. I look like shit. It's like, you know, I'm just so proud of you. I'm like, ew, stop. Like, ugh. But inside, I'm like, yes, I love it. But outside, I'm like, no, don't be nice to me.
The actual instinct of like the reaction is always like, ugh.
But I always want a hug from him. So I don't even give him weird hugs. Like I still sometimes give you a weird hug. Like we've had moments. I found this Polaroid from Joshua Tree when you were comforting me and we had the big hug. And I think it was Kay took a photo and it's the sweetest photo.
Why?
Because it's just like a real hug. Because, you know, I still do like the weird. Like,
yes.
I was like, hello, it's good to
but
see
you.
But
that was a real hug.
That was a real hug.
So we've had one. Nice.
We have. Okay. So I guess I'm going to have to go with hug. But sometimes a hug will make me cry, bro. And then I feel weak.
That's why you don't hug me. All right.
I'll just be crying all the time.
I like to spend one-on-one time with you. I feel loved when you give me practical help. Wait, when you give practical help to me.
No, I don't like anything to be practical. I like the one-on-one time. Because if it's practical, I'm just like, I'm insane. This doesn't make sense. I like it my way. It's crazy.
Yes. I like it when you give me gifts. I like taking long walks with you.
So I do like long walks, but not if we bring the dogs because I will shit like 10 times. I'll be carrying
diarrhea.
10. He starts marking with diarrhea and then you can't pick it up. And so you're like scuffing it like into the, like onto the side. And I guess long walks because gifts, I don't.
You don't.
No one ever knows what to get me anyway.
Yeah.
Like, well, you do like stuff like that. Like when we do like the little stuff, but most people I'm just like.
Oh, like a relative and stuff. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Those gifts.
I threw away a lot of those gifts, let me tell you, because it's been over a year.
Have you ever had like an aunt or uncle that was just like always give you the most wackest gifts?
Yes, dude. Like, and here's the thing when I think that they
like
did it
sweaters
on purpose,
that would fit you like never.
I had a step grandma. And let me tell you.
The gifts?
But it was like intentional. Like my brother gets like G.I. Joes. And I remember this specifically because it like stuck in my head about how mad I was about the situation. He got all this shit like G.I. Joes. And I was like, I love G.I. Joes. And like all this like crazy shit. I'm like, that's so cool. And then I opened mine. You know what? I had a pale fuzzy sweater that made me look like a duck.
She loves birds.
I don't like yellow. I don't like ducks. It was awful. And I think I never wore it. And I was really mad. And that kind of sticks out in my brain. I think it was like 9.
So walks.
Oh, yeah, walks. Sorry. Anyway, yeah. Sidebar.
I feel loved when you do things to help me. I feel loved when you touch me. This is really bad. Another way you can't fail, you know? They're both pretty decent answers.
Yeah, I just don't like help. Like, so I guess.
So touch.
So touch.
Okay.
Because listen, if I love you, I let you touch me. Most people, I'm just like, I shake hands. Would you like to shake my hand? And then I hand sanitizer myself. And I'm like, I wish that didn't happen. So.
I feel loved when you hold me in your arms. I feel loved when I receive a gift from you.
Holding. If you're holding me, I love you. That's what I
know. That's a good one. I like to go places with you. I like to know you are concerned enough to help with my daily tasks.
No, because like I give myself all the tasks. I'm like, these are my tasks and it's way too many tasks. And I know that you have your own tasks going on. And I'm like, if you don't have your own tasks going on, like don't trail me around like a puppy dog. I have a plan. I know what I'm doing and I need to get this done. So plan your own stuff. And if you need help, that's cool. If I need help, I'll ask you. But like, don't concern yourself. I got this.
That's cool.
I got this.
So you like to go places?
Yeah, I do like to go places.
Well, we're going to be going places. Exactly. Visible symbols of love. Gifts are very important to me. I feel loved when you affirm me.
Praise King. He's such a good girl.
So affirm?
Yes. Affirmations, positive, please.
I like to sit close here. I like for you to tell me I'm attractive and handsome.
Okay, so here's the funny thing is I don't like to be called handsome. But he calls me handsome just to fuck with me.
Oh!
But so I like it.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
This one
tells me I'm a handsome woman. The sitting close. Okay, so here's another thing about sitting close. I like it sometimes if you're like, here's a planned snuggle, but like, listen, if we're playing video games on the couch, this is my distance. So that's a good distance, right?
Yeah.
And then where's he? Your leg would be like up here. So put your leg right there. Yeah. And then I'll do like that.
Okay. And but we'll like, but
we'll,
this far?
We'll touch legs.
Yeah.
But like apart.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Not touching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you sleep at night too, is like butt to butt and then you link a foot.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like that's what you start out with, a cuddle.
Yeah.
And then you switch, but you're still linked.
And then sometimes you just flip like a fish.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, we're going to do the flip now.
Oh my God.
Now we're going to do the other flip.
Did I tell you about waking up like wrapped in my sheets? Like
okay. When you were with him or without?
No. I was sleeping on my own like a few nights ago because, so spoiler alert, I had my period. Yay! Oh! Where's the... it was not yay. But I woke up and it happened at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, what the fuck? But I woke up.
And I've been texting you every day. Has it started?
Now listen, for those of you who have not had a period, when you have a period... I don't know if this is just me or if it's everyone, but when it comes, all of a sudden it's just there. It's like everything comes out of your body. Like it's terrible. And it happened at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I'm about to I'm gonna shit myself, which is amazing. It's an amazing feeling to wake up to, but not so more than being cold because I was sweating.
The cold sweats.
And I was wrapped in cocoon, like my sheets had wrapped around me because I think I was thrashing in the night.
Like a mummy.
So I woke up like...
like a caterpillar in a cocoon.
Like trying to burst free and I couldn't. And I was like wrapped up and then this was stuck under my leg. They were all wrapped around. I felt like I was a mummy.
No, you probably looked like you were from like Greek god. like Aphrodite.
Rolling out of bed. Woke up like this, about to shit myself. Just girly things. Like... and I thought I was gonna like shit myself because I couldn't get out of the sheets.
Because you don't feel where it's coming from, really. It's just like it's coming.
It's like you wake up and someone has stabbed you and you're like, well, don't know, maybe I'll die on the toilet today. Who let's test this theory. But I couldn't get out of bed and it was terrible. I don't know where I was going with that, but anyway, that was terrible. That was a story.
Let's continue the lovely quizzes.
Sorry.
I like to spend time with you.
I like how when I do your quiz, we just got through it.
That's a good thing. Okay. Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry. Let's continue.
I like to receive little gifts from you. I like to spend time with you. Did we do this one?
Similar, but I like time.
Yeah.
Gifts are cute.
These questions are like, do you want gifts? Yeah. Or do you want time?
Are you a sugar baby? Or like...
yeah. Your words of acceptance are important to me. I know you love me when you help me. Acceptance or help?
Acceptance. Well, you know, when you spend a lot of time like not getting acceptance and then you start to get it, you're like, you're so talented. You're so cool. You're so beautiful. And do you know, I haven't heard, like, except for myself, what? In like 5 years. Look like you're gaining weight. Even when I gained weight, when I got like fat in Australia for a second from all the bread,
I never was
told, oh, you're gaining weight or you look fat. Or
it must
that
go
looks
to only
you.
In the right places. Though.
So it's weird because now it's just like I look like dog shit. It's like, you're so beautiful. I'm like,
no, she's got a dump truck.
I got a dump. Well, I've been working on that.
She's got abs.
And anyway.
Have you seen these muscles? Jesus, are you even flexing or no? They're rock solid.
Liquid IV is being very, very, very creative with their flavors. They also have rainbow sherbet. Also reminds me of childhood. We kept a big tub of it in the freezer, and I just go in there with a spoon and totally not scoop it out of the middle. I don't even care if it was freezer burned. Made it better. Crunchy. Delicious.
Love a good texture.
But I'm getting older, and the older you get, the easier it is to get dehydrated. So I keep this stuff. Bleep that. I don't fucking know.
Fishes.
All right. So you take this and I'll take this. And I want you guys to take yourselves to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and experience better hydration today. You get 16 ounces of water, pop in one stick of Liquid IV, and you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to get all those vitamins and electrolytes that your body needs. So support the show. Liquidiv.com. Use code TWND.
Goodbye. Do it. Okay, I like to be together when we do things. Wait, duh. Wait, is this like about our skit that's about to come?
Oh my God.
You're not going to be there?
Guys, join Patreon. Go to patreon.com/TWND podcast. Join us. The dirtbag tiers get access to so much cool shit. Like Wholesome Pledge, you can join for $5. You get ad free and day early, but that's pretty much it. A post here and there. If you join dirtbag tiers discount or just dirtbag tier, you get access to monthly Zoom chats, bonus episodes, skits, photo sets, like everything.
All the things.
Community chat, all the things. So it's really fun and you should join.
And we love our fam, our dirtbag fam. So you guys are the best. Shout out. I like to be together when we do things. I like it when you say kind words to me.
Both. ¿Por qué no los dos?
I know.
I like to be together when we do things, I guess.
Okay. What you do affects me more than what you say. I feel whole when we hug. These are like contradicting. I like both. How can you pick one?
Okay. What you do affects me more than what you say. Because if you're doing, then you're also hugging. You also have to know the right time for a hug. You know what I mean? Someone who can sense when you need a hug, that's a real one.
They're the real ones. Mm. So this one?
Yeah. Because like I feel whole without a hug. Like it's...
I am a whole.
Here's the thing. I already feel whole, but when I get a hug, I feel like double.
A filled hole.
Like, oh, I'm a filled hole. That's right. You know, what starts with a hug is going to end with a filled hole, one way or the other. That's just how it goes. All right. Don't be giving out your hugs willy-nilly.
That's another shirt. Damn. Once you start with a hug, you end as a filled hole. I value your praise and try to avoid your criticism. Several inexpensive gifts from you mean more to me than one large gift.
I don't give a fuck about gifts, and I'm a praise king, so yes.
A praise king? A kink.
Yeah.
I feel close when we are talking or doing something together. I feel closer to you when you touch me often.
The doing something. The touch is nice, but I also don't like... All right. Have you ever had a boyfriend? Like one of my first boyfriends, shout out. like held my hand everywhere. I remember it'd be like walking through like the mall back when people like walk through malls.
Yeah.
And I'd want to go like look at something and I'd be like, oh, there's the hand, it holds me back, and I try to like peel it away. I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom, and I think maybe when I'll get back, he won't hold my hand. And then it'll be like just like suction cups together.
The pod?
Oh, I fucking hope not. And if so, I hope you've learned
shout out
about hands and how and when to hold them. God bless.
So. I like it when you, God bless his heart. I like it when you compliment my achievements. I know you love me when you do things for me that you don't enjoy doing.
Doing things for me that you don't enjoy doing. No, because the thing with that is like, I feel like if you don't enjoy doing something, if you want to come to do it with me, that's cool. But if I like it enough, I'll just go do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I guess the achievements thing.
Perfect. You're like, nothing's stopping me from doing what I like.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep doing it.
Yep. I like for you to touch me when I walk by.
Yeah, squeeze my ass.
I like it when you listen to me sympathetically.
The touch one. Because like the listening sympathetically, I think is kind of like, I don't want sympathy.
Squeeze me.
I don't want like sympathy and to always be like, oh yeah, like I completely. Like, because I think.
That's not going to heal you.
It's actually better to when I have things that I need to talk through to like, of course, like have, you know, you're not just going to be a dick.
Yeah.
But it's like good to have someone who can like talk back. But also like I like to talk through and get options. I've heard that some people don't like, I just want you to listen to my problems, not solve them. But I like to solve the problems. So if you have someone who you can talk to about that kind of stuff, that's good. But I don't think that's sympathy because sometimes I'll be thinking, in your own head, like, I'm right about this. But then maybe you're like, ooh, maybe I'm not so right about that. And maybe I should like reel this back in or whatever. So
yep. I like it. I feel loved when you help me with my jobs around the house. You want to clean my house? I'm kidding. Oh. I really enjoy receiving gifts from you.
I guess the help with gerbs.
They took our gerbs.
Yeah, because like when I come out and like the dishes are done, that is really nice.
Yes.
And I don't really, once again, care about gifts. Like, they're nice, and I appreciate gifts.
And the gifts that you get are always meaningful.
Yeah.
They're like not, like, bullshit gifts.
Like the Corgi Mona Lisa. Corgi
yes.
Lisa.
Also, I may have another painting for you.
Ooh.
That is very similar. Mm. Very similar, if you'd like. You could see it, and if you like it, keep it. If not, don't worry. You won't hurt my feelings.
Perfect.
So, a neighbor of ours gave us some paintings, and they're, like, of these very big women. Like dancing with a guy, but like it reminds me of Julia if she was a human, you know what I mean? Or like Boothang.
Yeah,
so I have two of them, and you can have one and I can have one if you'd like.
Maybe we can speak through them to each other.
Maybe they're funny. I like for you to compliment my appearance. I feel loved when you take time to understand my feelings.
The understand my feelings one.
My feelings.
Because sometimes I don't even understand them, so it's nice when they try.
Yes.
Because I'm like, I don't even know.
I know you're thinking of me when you give me a gift. I feel loved when you help me out with my chores.
I think for this one, I would actually say the gift because I like doing my chores.
Yes.
Like they are nice. And it's nice, but it's like one of the things, like if I'm folding laundry, they'll come help me fold laundry. I very much appreciate the thought. But I'm like, you don't fold the shirts right. And you're not triple folding the underwear, and so they're not going to fit into the little drawer spacers and dividers that I made. And I know that you're just going to put them in random drawers, even though I have organized all of your drawers for you so that you know where that they are. And I know that you don't care about that, but I do.
And it brings peace.
So I don't need you to help me with chores. But like sometimes come back and just have like a little bag of nerd gummy clusters and be like, here you go. And I'm like,
oh,
you was thinking you knew that I needed a little snack.
I think there's a new flavor, by the way. We'll have to check when we go to the store next time.
There was never mind. Keep going. I just completely I saw relax and I completely lost my train of thought.
It's all good. Your gifts are always special to me. More gifts. I feel good when you are touching me.
I mean, I do feel pretty good.
The touch?
Yeah.
Is it the touch though?
The touch.
All right. To help us track participation, please select your region below. Ohio, Indiana. Why do we get so many options on this one? Kentucky. Any other U.S. state?
Any other. Just any other.
Unless you're Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, we are just all of the above.
That's crazy. Okay. Oh.
Oh, sorry. What city and state? Oh, gosh. Why does this matter?
Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. Nope.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Okay. Oh, why?
Just put the podcast thing. That's crazy. Oh, wait. Actually, I'll do this because I don't want it to get into like a phishing thing.
Do you have an email that you could just like never check? She's so smart. She's like, I want to prevent all those emails from even handing me.
I just had that thought and I was like, I already get enough weird spammy ones. Oh,
quality time.
Also quality time.
Hey.
And second is words of affirmation.
Well, damn, this was a good one. All right, let's see. Why.
Acts of service is like nothing.
Where's the thing?
Oh, you scroll it. Oh.
Okay, quality time. Walks, trips, dates, uninterrupted. Mm-hmm. Yes. Words of affirmation. Kind words, compliments. Physical touch, hugs, pats, kisses. Pats. Acts of service, chores, acts of kindness. Okay. How come it doesn't give you like a rundown like it gave me?
I don't know.
Well, yours is quality time.
Well, it's basically the same thing.
It is. And it just shows like, yeah, we don't care about the like material possessions, all that. We just want to hang.
We just want to hang. And we appreciate that y'all hang with us every single week, because it's been awesome. And it's been really nice doing episodes here while everything's like fucked up at the house. So I appreciate you, and I appreciate Carlo for allowing us to
use this space. I appreciate you. And our casa es su casa. Our podcast room is your pod. Well, so, this is our podcast room.
So what we've determined is that for us to become better friends, we need to hang out more. Perfect.
We've learned. Quality time matters.
Well, we have Girl Soup coming up for Patreon very, very soon, which we are very excited about. So join us at patreon.com/twndpodcast so that you don't miss out on any of the fun stuff that we offer all of our patrons. And Patreon pays David. All Patreon proceeds at the moment go to paying David.
We love David. We love David. Should all love David too. So let's all pay David.
Let's all pay David. So patreon.com/twndpodcast. We also have a little storefront set up that is linked in community chat if you guys want to buy any podcast merch.
The merch is on fire, guys. Not literally, but it is amazing. So go order one of each piece at least.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
And tell your friends. Share with your friends. Share with your neighbors. Tell them. Tell grandma she needs a hoodie.
Yeah. Grandma does need a hoodie.
There's cold.
There's a nice little pullover that features me on a motorcycle with three wolves, a rainbow, a mountain, and a raccoon.
So, if you get that for grandma, please take a photo of her and tag the podcast. Tag Molly. Tag me. We want to see this.
Please. Only grands.
only grams.
Also, you can follow the podcast on Instagram and X. At TWND Podcast, and you can follow me on Instagram at This Redhead Is SFW, and you can follow Laura
at Wham Glam Artistry.
Thank you all for joining us. And what is their homework? Figure out what your love language is.
Yes.
Figure out how you want to be loved, how you need to be loved, because until you know that, it's gonna be hard to let anybody love you. You can't let them in. You know what I mean?
Facts.
So that's been great. And I'm going to go because once again, I have to pee, which is insane. So thank you.
And we have like 4 drinks at a time. I mean, there's really no wonder.
Thank you for joining us, and we will see you Monday.
Come.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.